Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hello and welcome to the Health, I Sexed My Boss Advent Calendar. Normally, this is the podcast where we help you navigate the challenges of modern life. But this December, we're releasing daily episodes up until Christmas Day, where William and I will be your little Christmas elves, helping you have a proper Christmas. We most certainly don't agree on every Christmas tradition, that's obvious, but we've got plenty of advice and festive fun to bring to you over the next few weeks. I'm Jordan North, and with me is the UK's leading etiquette expert, Mr. William Hanson.
Hello, I'm more elf on the shelf, Jordan's more top shelf magazine.
Oh god, if that isn't a 90s reference, don't know what it is. Do they still have top shelves?
I don't know. I've never bought anything from the top shelf.
It reminds me of weekends, that. My dad had took us to the paper shop. Gets a pack of bonbons and a top shelf for himself. I'm joking, he never did that.
A pack of bonbons?
Yeah, do you remember bonbons?
No.
He never, FYI, he never would have bought.
Not with his children in tow, anyway.
We did once find some certain magazines in the shed. Anyway, it's Christmas, let's not talk about that. Okay, before we start talking about Secret Santas, do you want to pull my cracker?
Nothing would please me more. Will I win this one?
Oh, I won. It's every episode.
It didn't even snap. Pull that.
Oh! Oh! That's a bit. There's no thingy in this
one. I feel my victory isn't. Victory streak is now coming to an end.
The mystery calculator. What's that? Okay. Christmas joke for you.
Go on.
What do you get if you cross Santa with a duck?
I don't know.
A Christmas quacker.
Can I just ask you, now that we're on day 11, how are you finding doing daily episodes of this podcast?
I'm loving it.
You're good.
It's been too long since the tour and everything. It's nice to be back, and it's getting quite a nice reaction, isn't it?
It is. We're very pleased, and we've been loving all the messages on email and social media, so do please keep them coming. We can't read all of them out on the podcast, of course, but we do read them all, and we can't really thank you enough for your support. Last time I did daily episodes, of course, you were away in the castle. So yeah. This is the second time I have done daily episodes of this podcast.
Yeah.
In fact, I think we're doing more daily episodes because, what, was Celebrity only 3 weeks? Was Celebrity three weeks or was it four?
Yeah, three and a bit, wasn't
three
it?
Three and a bit, yeah. So this will be a full full month, in effect, give or take a few days.
William, I'm going to start today's episode with a question.
Oh, right, okay, go for it.
Have you ever taken part in Secret Santa?
Once? Yeah. But I don't think it was a Secret Santa like most people do Secret Santas. So I had a friend at university where she would do she would do Fistmas, in effect. We didn't call it Fistmas.
I know who this friend is. It's also my friend, isn't it?
No.
Not Hattie?
No.
Oh.
Oh, yes! Yes, I did. I've taken part in two.
Because I got you lube and condoms
for
Secret Santa.
Sorry,
didn't I
had blocked that bit out.
Yeah, I forgot about it. Anyway, carry on.
So this other friend did a friend's Christmas, sort of like, you know, end of the sort of, well, 19th of December. And as part of that, we did a Secret Santa.
Now, where are you on Secret Santa?
It's not my favourite.
I think it's great. It's perfect if you've got a big family and you can't, and it saves you from buying everyone something. It means everybody gets something. And it means you receive something.
Oh, I can. From a family point of view, I can see it working if you have got a large family and budget is tight. But within an office.
Yeah, it's great for the office as well.
No.
You've never worked in an office.
No, I know I haven't. So, I mean, it's one of the joys of running a very small company and being self-employed. But
I once did a secret Santa for Helen that I used to work with, and it was just a topless calendar of me.
Oh my god.
And all different. Yeah. And we need to find that. I think I've thought it was when I was at Rock FM. She used to work in accounts, I think Helen worked in. So, and that was a good one. That was a secret Santa.
So, just talk me through that calendar. Obviously, you had to do 12 topless photos.
We got props. It was me, like, looking all...
Talk me through some of the poses.
There's me with, like, an elf's hat on.
But where?
There was me
Are
with...
Are you in the studio?
A Father Christmas hat over.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. In fact, I hope that never sees the light of day.
No, do. Show it to me. I'll just share it here with the Gene Divas.
I'll try and find it. But I really like Secret Santa. And, of course, we did it, and I got you one year. That was, like, the first year I think I met you.
Yeah, that was the first year.
And what did I get you?
Yeah, strawberry-flavoured lube and condoms.
Is that all I got you? I think I got you other bits as well.
Possibly. I mean, that's the bit that sticks out in my mind.
How, what did it taste like, a strawberry lube?
Well, it was nice with cream.
Was it? I walked into that.
I don't think it ever got used.
Really?
That was a time of my life where there wasn't a lot of that going on.
Where now?
Oh, well.
Recently engaged, they're at it like rabbits. Christmas rabbits. Bunnies. Little elves.
It's Easter. Rabbits are Easter.
Oh, yeah.
We're at it like robins.
At it like robins. Aren't you? How much should be spent on a Secret Santa? Because I'm in one this year that's... £30, and I think that's
okay.
But that's with family.
If the limit is £30, then the limit is £30. I think it's very bad etiquette. You could probably get it's probably a bit like driving. You can probably go over at 10% plus one.
Oh, okay. I don't think it should be more than 30. I don't know, actually.
Well, it depends on your budget.
Yeah, it depends who it's with. I think the office should be like £10-15.
Well, I can remember someone writing to me a few years ago with a question that the budget was £5 within the office. Now, there's not a lot now in life that you can get for £5.
You'd be surprised. You can get creative. You can go to Home Bargains and get some.
I suppose you can go to the pound store.
Yeah.
And get them a pack of batteries or...
Get five packs.
Yes, you could. Mm. The batteries fill out. They'll see them out.
Not from the pound shop. They run out after a couple of days.
Oh, okay.
Unless they're proper batteries.
Yeah, but you need to stick to the limit. I think £15 probably seems fair for office.
I think, for the office... It's really hard to say. It is actually. I think it's something that you should all agree on.
We could do a Secret Santa between the two of us, but there's only two of us, so.
Ben?
Oh, yeah, him. But it's still not. We probably can work out who's given what.
I think, we would. I think for the budget, you all agree on it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And it would be very bad etiquette to then sort of go over it. You can go under it, though, I would say. If you can get something that's really quite good for a pound and the budget's 15, for example, well, great, fine.
Do you think Secret Santa presents have to be a joke? I think they should all have a bit of a wink and a nudge to them. Again, it depends. What?
A wink and a nudge to them. I don't think that's funny. No, not necessarily, because I'd be... But imagine if you were in... All you were in were Secret Santas, and every present you got was a joke.
Yeah.
That'd be very annoying.
What would you do if we were in a Secret Santa and you got me, and the budget was £25, what would you get me? Oh. I might get you a Burnley shirt with your name on the back. That'd be funny.
What might I get you?
Yeah. What would you get Ben?
I'd get him a nice bit of clothing. Because he's a clothes horse, and he likes wearing his clothing.
Yeah. I like my clothing.
I might get you... Yeah, you do like your clothing. But your taste, I can't... Your taste is just so good now.
Oh.
You're beautifully dressed. I mean, look at that cardigan.
Are you being sarcastic?
No, I'm not. No, I know. I've got that voice where it sounds like I'm being sarcastic.
That's a really nice thing to say.
Yeah. No, you are actually quite well turned out. Mm. I would get you... I don't know what I'd get you. I'm really confused now. Because I've already got you the Ratmaster.
Yeah.
I could get you another Ratmaster for foil.
You don't need a Ratmaster for foil.
You don't really, but it's nice to have the set.
Okay. You've seen how small my kitchen is. No more Ratmasters, please.
Is the Ratmaster taking up too much room?
Well, I've not got much storage space in my kitchen.
Did you not keep it in a drawer?
My kitchen's literally like one service and a cooker. I don't have a... I'm going to sound like a...
don't even have a washing machine?
A dishwasher.
Dishwasher.
Oh.
Gosh, you actually have to do it by hand.
We never had a dishwasher growing up, and then when we got one...
Do you know what you need?
It was like, we were talk at street when we got our dishwasher.
Do you know what you need to do?
Vicky from Crossroad came and had a look at it. Wendy, can I borrow your dishwasher? I said, Wendy, can I borrow your dishwasher? She come round with plates. Cutlery. Wendy, can I borrow your dishwasher? It's the cheek of it when she bought the potato peeler and still took it back.
Got it washed. You need to get your mum to do an ITV reality show and then your mum can buy you a new kitchen.
Oh, I don't get me started. She's talking about a new bloody bar area now.
Yeah, no, that's got to stop. You've got to nip that in the bud.
Do I?
Yeah.
It's my mother, though. How can you say no?
But what... you've done more... You clearly have done more Secret Santas than me, but what should you do? If I was put in a Secret Santa with someone I didn't really know, I didn't really know what to get them.
Just...
What do I get them?
So, have
chocolates.
A look. Chocolates is a good one. But ask friends. Ask colleagues.
Mm.
Maybe, you know, message their other half on Insta.
Well, that's weird. If you don't know them, to then message their other half.
But you don't want to give it... Ask who sits near them what they like. Go and... That like that, it's funny, and the best thing is they don't know who it's from. I mean, you always find out in the end, but
yes, is that so? Within an office one, you don't know who you unwrap it and you go, oh, they've given me deodorant. Blah, blah, blah. Do you then find out?
Yeah, you usually find out 9 times out of 10. You find out, you're not meant to, but you
no,
do.
It's not very secret. Then
I can't believe you've never done it.
Maybe we'll do it next year.
But that's part of the fun as well with Secret Santa. There's always people guessing, going, who've you got? I'm not saying, who've you got? I'm not saying. Tell us, Brian, have you? Oh, God. Wonder what's getting. What have you got? Kath, oh, you hate it. I know. It's going to be so awkward.
Okay, so there we go. That's a point. If you're an office manager and you are devising who is doing who for the Secret Santa, is it a bit like the football where it's drawn out of a hat, so it's random?
Yeah.
Or do you actually think, well,
you can do it online now.
You can do it online?
Yeah.
Gosh.
It can be quite stressful, but also quite fun.
This sounds like too much hard work. And people are worrying about that when they actually should be doing their jobs. I mean, I don't want to be...
Oh, God.
I don't want to go down that route again. But,
sorry,
know,
people are having fun.
We've got problems in this country and indeed around the world.
Sorry, people are having fun. We work hard. People work hard, long hours. So work Christmas. I think it's only fair that their employer puts on a Christmas party and lets them do a Secret Santa. And also lets them have the morning off the day after the Christmas party. I mean, that never happens, but...
No.
Yeah. I'm just being told in my ear, the only thing in your diary yesterday was your haircut.
I made the very grave mistake about a year and a half ago of allowing Ben to see my diary. Because I have, well, like you, you know, an online diary. And thus Ben will then use my diary when I'm saying, yeah, I can't do this right at the moment, I'll come back to you. He'll then go, well, the only thing in your diary is a haircut. Just because I haven't put it in my diary doesn't mean I'm not sitting at my desk working, writing things, compiling my Bad Manners Awards 2021 for the Mail, which I do every year.
Oh, I do like reading that.
Oh, this year, good God. I mean, last year I really had to struggle because no one did anything last year. This year, oh.
Who's appearing on it?
Oh, well... who have we got? We've got Adele.
Adele?
Yeah.
Oh, don't be horrible about Adele.
I'm not being horrible. I'm just saying that she was not very gracious.
When was she not very gracious?
With that Australian breakfast reporter who didn't listen to the album. And then she got him, you know...
She didn't get him. It wouldn't have been her. You leave Adele alone.
Andrew Marr.
Oh, what's he done?
Well, when he's leaving... to go and work for the opposition, and whilst he's still under contract, he slags off his employer. I think you should not do that. Don't bite the hand that feeds you. Call me old-fashioned. Oh, there was an Instagrammer in America called Jen Riviera who decided to pose. Did you see that story in October?
No.
Her father died, sadly, and so she did a whole shoot with the next to the open casket for her Instagram. The dad's in the background in the coffin.
Oh.
Fuck. I mean, yeah. Anyway, there's more people. It'll be coming out just before Christmas.
If you're going to tell one thing about today's Advent calendar episode, what would it be?
I've come round to Secret Santas.
They are good.
I can see they have a purpose. I'm glad I don't do it with my family, because I think that would be stressful in my family.
Oh, your mum would just buy everyone everything anyway, wouldn't she?
Well, yeah, probably. But I can see a point within the workplace. And I suppose it's easier for one person to buy one person something than you have to buy everything for the entire office.
Mm.
So I can see a point.
I'm enjoying our little Christmassy episodes.
It's nice, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Fisted episodes.
On tomorrow's episode of the Help I Sex and My Boss Advent Calendar, we'll be talking about Christmas decorations.
Oh, I've got a lot to say.
We have. So don't forget, you can get in touch by email, help@sexandmyboss.com. Tweet or send us a message on the old gram, @sexandmyboss, and we'll see you tomorrow.
On the old gram, is that what the kids say?
Yep.
Nice. See you tomorrow.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.